Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is getting more and more involved in Syria. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
They have become more willing and more capable.
Just days after Secretary Pompeo threatened Iran with new sanctions if it doesn't change its policies, including when it comes to Syria, he told a House hearing that Iran is moving sophisticated weaponry into that war-torn country, trying to further destabilize the volatile Middle East.
The weapon systems that they have moved into Syria have become more capable. That is, their capacity to threaten the region, including Israel, has increased over those same 24, even 36 months now.
And Pompeo again defended in front of lawmakers the president's decision to pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal, arguing the Obama-era accord actually made it easier for Iran to secure a nuclear weapon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It's estimated that 20 service members commit suicide every day when they return home from the battlefield. But what is being done to help those members cope with some of the things they may have saw? Well, Adam LeGrand is with a group called caninesforwarriors.org. And what they do is they pair dogs with service members when they get back home. Adam talks about his experiences with his dog, Molly.
There are many veterans just like me, close to 500 now, that are graduating, and they give us our life back. There's a good motto that K-9s has called New Leash on Life, and that's exactly what Molly and all the other service animals that have graduated through the program do.
Adam also shares his very personal story about how close he was to committing suicide.
My best friend in the world caught the signs and symptoms because he's a fellow veteran, and he put a stop to it, helped me get the help I needed. Started looking online about a year and a half later. I was on the cannonball headed up to the Bronx about a year and a half later, and my other best friend caught me in the middle of a panic attack and got me off the train where I started throwing up. Next thing you know, meds and therapy just aren't enough, and she was responsible for helping me find K-9.
Airline experts believe over 230 million people will fly between June 1st and August 31st. The economy is the main reason. As the economy turns around, more and more people have money to fly, and the average price of an airline ticket is right around $330. And finally, it was back on this date in 1934, Bonnie and Clyde are shot to death by Texas and Louisiana state police. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Someday a date will happen. It could very well be June 12th. Someday a date will absolutely happen. It could very well be June 12th. We'll see. We'll know next week.
President Trump updating the status of a possible summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Currently, the president is in New York City for a roundtable on immigration. Republican Senator Ron Johnson said enough is enough. It's time to truly understand what was going on inside the FBI under President Obama.
Congress is the representative of the American people, and the public has a right to know exactly what was happening in the Justice Department and the FBI under President Obama, and we simply don't. So what a number of us committee chairmen and committee members are trying to do is just get the basic information, primarily to restore the credibility of the FBI and the Department of Justice, which need to be beyond reproach in the eyes of the American public.
This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303.
And good afternoon and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I am an interior designer, contractor, and home stager for the past 21 years, long time, a lot of different projects, a lot of things going on, a lot of things going on with all of us right now. I think we're getting towards that May-June time now where there's weddings and parties and all sorts of reasons to make your house look spiffy with the guests that you have coming, maybe pool parties, maybe showers, all sorts of interesting, fun things coming up, and we're going to talk about how to make your house wonderful. Our topic today is all about the updated paint colors. I was very fortunate this month in Design New Jersey magazine to be featured again. I was featured in the March issue for a whole house renovation that I had done for a home in Tewksbury, New Jersey, out here in Hunterdon County. But I was in the magazine again this month because I do a lot of color consultation. If you guys follow me on social media, I have... If you guys follow me on social media, it looks like we're having a little technical issue here. If you guys follow me on social media, I have a blog called The Color Guru at blogspot.com. So I do a lot of color consultation. I do a lot of trends and so on. So if you get Design New Jersey magazine, in this month on the editorial page, there is a small article about myself and Maven Hill Designs and some of my choices of color. So I'll put that up so that you can see it. I'll also put it up on my webpage here and the page on the page on Facebook. So I don't know if you can see that, but we'll go to the bottom of the screen here. That's a little bit on some of my color choices in the work that I do. So if you get the New Jersey Design Magazine, it's the June-July issue, and the topic is a designer's favorite. What is your favorite no-fail paint color? In this case, mine is Van Dusen Blue. That's a Benjamin Moore color 156. And it's a wonderful color. I've just painted it this year in my own dining room. It looks really wonderful. So our show today is all about that. Comes off the article, the painting that I've been doing recently, the changes in colors. There's a lot of new colors coming in. Things are changing again mid-year, which is sort of odd, but I'm seeing a lot of new shades coming in. We're getting more back into color again, which is kind of nice. So let's take a look at the weather. We'll take some commercials, and then we'll come back to the show. So let's see what the weather is going to hold for us, because I really want to wash my car, but I don't want to spend the money. Whoops, don't want to do that. Okay, so here we'll do this, and let's take a look at... what's going on? Okay. So the National Weather Service is telling me that it's a beautiful sunny day, and it is, at 75 degrees. This afternoon, it will continue to be sunny and go to a high of actually 81, which is quite nice. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 52, a beautiful night. On Thursday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 80 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 56. On Friday, another beautiful sunny day with a high of 84 degrees. On Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 63. On Saturday is a beautiful sunny day. Saturday night, chance of thunderstorms. Saturday has a high of 87. It's going to be warm on Saturday. So Saturday night, thunderstorms. And on Sunday, unfortunately, here we go with the weekend. Sunday is a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 77 degrees. Well, again, welcome to our program. We've been doing this for a little bit over 4 years now. My name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design here on WHCR-DB in Flemington. You can also watch us now on Facebook Live. If you go to the Modern Design at Hunterdon Chamber Radio page, you can click on our show and you can watch us live. You're also able to call into the show now live. And I'm going to have the phone lines open for you to call in if you'd like to talk about your favorite paint colors, colors that you tried that are transformative, or perhaps colors that you tried that didn't work so well for you. Share that information with us. Our local number is 908-237-0410. 908-237-0410. Our topic today is the best paint colors. We're going to take some commercial messages to pay for our show, and we'll be back with a really great show.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You got a friend.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
this blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
We are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. My company is called Maven Hill Interior Designs, and I've been in business for 21 years. I do everything from simple paint color consultations for an hour to an hour and a half. I'll come out to your home for $199. I'll come out to, in New Jersey, pretty much all over the state, and a little bit of Pennsylvania, Bucks County area as well, a little bit into the boroughs. I'll come out to your house for $199, and I'll pick all your paint colors, the best paint colors. And I've always said on the show here, paint is transformative. It is the least expensive way to make a wonderful and positive change in your home. And, you know, even when you go to stage your home, I do a lot of staging for realtors. One of the things that I do, even if the colors are looking, you know, good, I try to do the most updated colors. I go to all the seminars, all the color forecasting, everything related to the new colors, because it's the least expensive way to make your home look updated. Have you looked online at homes? You go into your local town, you look at the inside of homes, pictures of homes. It could look nice, but if the colors are all sort of out of date, it makes everything look out of date, and that can affect the price you get for your home. So it's very important to keep your paint colors up to date. Even if you do a little bit at a time, it makes a very big difference. So I'm going to start with the whites, because I think paint, again, is a transformative, and it's important that we put the right paint, the right colors, in the right places. So I'm going to start with, and today we're working just with Benjamin Moore. We'll do another segment where we work just with Sherwin-Williams. So I'm going to take a look at this first one. I don't know how much you're going to see on camera, but I'll talk a lot about it. And those of you who are following us just on audio on the radio station, you can go to the Hunterdon Chamber website and listen along with us or listen in the podcast. I want to talk about whites. And the chip that I'm going to have has on it Decorator's White. This is all Benjamin Moore. Premixed colors, Decorator's White, White, and Super White. And as I've said in the show before, I also own Maven Hill Painting, and I paint homes every week. So I get to see what goes on the wall, what's okay, but what's fantastic. And one of the things that I've done about 3 years ago, I never liked linen white, Navajo white. I like my trim and my ceilings to be a pure white. But about 3 years ago, I noticed when colors started to not be so saturated, to be so dark anymore, and we were going to grays and grayages, which I'll explain in detail, the colors were more subtle. Even sometimes we were putting almost off-whites on the wall. I needed a contrast to show off the ceiling and the trim. So I switched from Benjamin Moore's premixed white to super white. And you may not be able to see on our cams here the slight difference in color, but super white is something that I use all the time now. And as I always said with painting, when you paint your ceilings, you use a flat ceiling paint. So I use a super white flat ceiling paint on all the ceilings. And then on the trim, I use that same super white, but I do it in semi-gloss. You want to keep the whites consistent so that the colors actually pop, which is what they're supposed to do. The white is actually a base so that you have some color on the wall, and it registers as a color, especially when it's light. So we want to do our ceilings, again, in a super white flat finish or a super white ceiling paint, especially formulated ceiling paint, which is ideal, and then do the same color but in a semi-gloss in your trim. And trim is not just the crown molding. Trim is doors. Trim is baseboard molding. Anything that's not sheetrock or plaster should be out in trim paint, which should be a semi-gloss. And one of the reasons you want to use semi-gloss is so that, number one, it stands out, but number two, you touch a door nonstop. You don't touch a wall all the time. So you want to make sure that it has an extra protection. And the more the sheen, the more protection that you get. So that's one of the first changes I would suggest. If you're going to update your home and you can't afford to paint all the walls, how about painting your ceilings? Go from the dingy white it is to a super white. That makes a really big difference. Just make sure it's a flat white or ceiling formulated paint. The ceiling formulated paint is flat and it hides shadows. Over time, ceilings sort of do their thing, maybe water spots, maybe they settle, and the flatness hides any imperfections. The more the sheen, the more you highlight imperfections. Again, the trim, you want to have it glossy, not too glossy, but semi-gloss is the perfect mix for that. Easy to clean, repels the dust, and really looks like something. So now I want to talk a little bit about colors exterior. We're not going to get too much into that day because today because we don't have that much time. But I want to talk a little bit about what I call the graying of America. And I'm going to hold up a chip right now, an exterior chip that I'm seeing a lot of. And then we're going to talk about some paint colors for both inside and outside. And that is the grays and the blacks. If you've driven around the spring and you take a look at houses, what do you see happening a lot? People are changing the color of their house to shades of gray. And I'm seeing that everywhere I look. I'm seeing some stuff trending outside. But for the most part, I'm seeing shades of gray. Now, this chip has some exterior colors. They're pre-mixed exterior Benjamin Moore colors. And one of them is called platinum gray. And platinum gray is sort of a nice mid-tone gray and works well with different color door, different color shutters, but definitely and definitively a gray. The next one is called charcoal slate, and that's a dark gray. And one of the things that I'm seeing is a trend of people painting their house a very dark gray and then doing black shutters. So I'm going to put this chip up again, which is a very popular color combination, and that's picking either a mid-tone gray or a dark gray and then black shutters and a door. That seems to be trending a lot, and then you're pairing that with the trim with the super white. So sort of a combination that would be quite popular right now would to be to paint your home a shade of charcoal, as we'll do here. So if I can get this right and hold that up, as we can do right here, where we'd be painting the house a charcoal color. Another popular color for the exterior of houses is Kendall charcoal, Benjamin Moore's Kendall charcoal. And we'll talk about that in a little bit because I also like to use it in places inside the house. But a charcoal gray, a super white trim, and then black on the doors and the shutters. And that's probably what I'm seeing the most consistently now as the new trending for the exterior of your home. My home happens to be a warm, creamy yellow, kind of like our building here in studio in the large house with black shutters and white trim, and I really, really love it. But if you're looking to sell your home, if you're looking to make your home look more updated, using a charcoal gray, a super white and a black is a good combination. Now I want to talk about grays. I want to start with grays because grays are not going away, folks. You see gray more and more than ever. And then grays with sort of tints of colors. Now, when we talked about gray in the past, we've had the Sherwin Williams people here, and Kendall Alio was on a previous show. She also did the television show. It just aired last week on the Comcast network called Designed for the Times. And our first show aired, and it was all about paint. And Kendall Alio, who's the original marketing director for Sherwin-Williams, said that there's a word for paint, gray paint, why it picks up so many different shades. Because gray is actually the combination of black and white. And depending upon the severity of the black or the white, you pick up... See, white is all light. It's the culmination of all light, and black is the exact opposite. It's the darkest of darknesses. So everything that falls in between is in the color spectrum. So when you take the pure white and the pure black together, those two positive and negative ends, and you stay directly in the middle, it's very easy for it to go blue, to go green, to go gray, to pick up other colors. So you have to be very sure that you're using the right grays. It's probably the reason I do so much color consultation now, because you can really make a mistake. And from a little chip, like these chips, you can make a mistake and pick a wrong gray and have a whole house be the wrong gray and look green or look like you painted the house lavender. So it's important that you get the colors right. So Kendall was telling me when we did the show last week that there's a word for what grays being so different called? It's called metamerism. And metamerism is that gray is in a way like a mirror. It picks up what's around it more than other colors. It's not as true as other colors. If you were to paint your house white, even if the trees were outside and you had green, it still would look like a white house. But if that same green environment, you painted the house a shade of gray, depending upon the shade of gray, it could very much look like a green house or like a lavender house or like a blue house. There's a lot of factors with it. It's sort of right in between. It can really change. Gray is very much a chameleon, folks. So you want to keep that in mind when working with grays, specifically grays outside. Well, we have a lot of colors to talk about, a lot of inside colors and tips and things that I've tried that I want to pass along to you. We're going to take our first set of commercial messages, and we have a lot more with our show.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. My company is Maven Hill Interior Designs. And we do a lot of construction where you'd be surprised we don't just sort of pick paint colors, which we're doing today, which can be transformative. We also do kitchens and baths. Today I'm working on a beautiful historic house in Cranford, New Jersey, and we're gutting it to the bathroom, to the studs, I should say. And we're putting in a new bath, new sheetrock, new flooring, gorgeous tile that's going in, a beautiful gray-painted vanity with a Calcutta marble top and inset rectangular sink, a beautiful color commode, and we're picking a great color on the walls. Wonderful 3x12, actually, subway tile, but the longer ones, and a gorgeous white tub. So it's really going to be spectacular. I'll post some pictures to the website after the project is finished. I know many of you comment when I post things on social media and some of the projects that I'm working on. So our topic today happens to be paint color. We started by talking about trim and how trim is going whiter with the trim. So we're recommending trying super white next time, or a brighter white in general for your ceilings in flat and for your trims in semi-gloss. We talked about the trending of going darker with your paint colors, either a mid-tone gray or a dark charcoal. I'm seeing a lot of charcoal houses in my Maplewood store in that neighborhood. Lots of houses going from tans or light blues or creams to charcoal. So a gray house, a mid-tone gray, a darker charcoal gray, and then black on the shutters and the door, very much trending outside. Now I want to start to talk about inside colors, and I want to start with a word that I guess probably got popular about 3 years ago, and that color is called grayish. So I would say even as early as probably about even 6 years ago, I would say, I was still painting neutral spaces beige. One of the colors I used a lot was called Powell Buff. They were neutral tans with a white trim and still quite popular. Then I started to see sort of a change where the beiges were going away and they were substituted, I should say, by grays, new grays, but not grays that are very harsh, grays that had beige in them. And those are called grayish. It's a combination of gray and beige. And grayish are more popular, I think, than ever, because when people did their houses in the 90s and the 2000s, everything is beige-based. And that means their granite, their cabinets, their hardwood floors. They made those choices based upon using beiges and neutral tones that were not gray for their hard surfaces. So then you're going to repaint, you don't necessarily want to do a very blue-gray because it's not going to work with it. But a grayish is a hybrid color. It looks more like gray than it does beige, but there's beige in it. So the most popular colors, I would say, for the past 6 years have to meet some of the Benjamin Moore grayishes. This chip, which I'm going to put up so that you can see, I wish we had somebody to do close-ups. We will. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have back Connor and Jesse. They were my interns last summer here on the radio station. They're broadcasting majors from Ithaca College, and they're going to be with me probably in the next 2 weeks or so, and we're going to do some things with a camera so you can get better shots and close-up. So this is this chip happens to be the most popular grayish, and that is a color which I'm sure most of you heard before, and that's HC, Historic Color 172, and that is Revere Pewter. Most popular color. It's not considered the color of the year. I'd say it is the color of the year because I use it all the time. The one slightly lighter than that is HC 173, Historic Color 173, Benjamin Moore, and that is Edgecomb Gray. Edgecomb Gray and Revere Pewter I use more than any other color. I do personally like it. I have it in my Maplewood store. I have one of each color. But also, people request it. It has name recognition. If you go onto House or Pinterest or any of these sites that are out there, you'll see these colors used very often. They're very nice because even though they're grays, they're neutral. They're grayish, and you can do anything with them, and they work with a lot of pop colors. So for the inside, I would say, as with the outside, super white trim, super white ceilings, and then grayish. If you were just to do that in your house, you would be covered. You would be current. You would be up to date. It would appeal to the most amount of buyers. The only thing when you want to do when you work with grayish and you're surrounded by a neutral gray beige is you want to pick a great pop color for decorating in that room. So maybe that's you do a blue-green teal with that grayish. It's nice. Maybe you do a sort of like a green grape color, like a lime or a neon color with that. Maybe you use a wonderful caution yellow with that, or black, or red, or plum. But you want to make sure in the decorating of that room, when you're surrounded by that grayish or that gray neutral, that you bring some pops of color in. They become very important. Orange, I forgot about orange. Orange is a great popular with pop color with the grayishes. So it looks like we're coming up to the news hour. We'll do a quick news. I have so much to go over with color. We're going to talk about more neutral grays, the new trends towards blues, and then pop colors for your front door and for maybe an accent wall in your space. So let's go to a quick news, and then we'll be back with lots more of Modern Design right here on WHCRDB in Flemington.
USA Radio News.
Someday a date will happen. It could very well be June 12th. Someday a date will absolutely happen. It could very well be June 12th. We'll see. We'll know next week.
President Trump updating the status of a possible summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Currently, the president is in New York City for a roundtable on immigration. Republican Senator Ron Johnson said enough is enough. It's time to truly understand what was going on inside the FBI under President Obama.
Congress is the representative of the American people, and the public has a right to know exactly what was happening in the Justice Department and the FBI under President Obama, and we simply don't. So what a number of us committee chairmen and committee members are trying to do is just get the basic information, primarily to restore the credibility of the FBI and the Department of Justice, which need to be beyond reproach for in the eyes of the American public.
This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is getting more and more involved in Syria. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
They have become more willing and more capable.
Just days after Secretary Pompeo threatened Iran with new sanctions if it doesn't change its policies, including when it comes to Syria, he told a House hearing that Iran is moving sophisticated weaponry into that war-torn country, trying to further destabilize the volatile Middle East.
The weapon systems that they have moved into Syria have become more capable. That is, their capacity to threaten the region, including Israel, has increased over those same 24, even 36 months now.
And Pompeo again defended in front of lawmakers the president's decision to pull the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal, arguing the Obama-era accord actually made it easier for Iran to secure a nuclear weapon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It's estimated that 20 service members commit suicide every day when they return home from the battlefield. But what is being done to help those members cope with some of the things they may have saw? Well, Adam LeGrand is with a group called caninesforwarriors.org. And what they do is they pair dogs with service members when they get back home. Adam talks about his experiences with his dog, Molly.
There are many veterans just like me, close to 500 now, that are graduating, and they give us our life back. There's a good motto that K-9s has called New Leash on Life, and that's exactly what Molly and all the other service animals that have graduated through the program do.
Adam also shares his very personal story about how close he was to committing suicide.
My best friend in the world caught the signs and symptoms because he's a fellow veteran, and he put a stop to it, helped me get the help I needed. Started looking online about a year and a half later. I was on the cannonball headed up to the Bronx about a year and a half later, and my other best friend caught me in the middle of a panic attack and got me off the train where I started throwing up. Next thing you know, meds and therapy just aren't enough, and she was responsible for helping me find K-9.
Airline experts believe over 230 million people will fly between June 1st and August 31st. The economy is the main reason. As the economy turns around, more and more people have money to fly, and the average price of an airline ticket is right around $330. And finally, it was back on this date in 1934, Bonnie and Clyde are shot to death by Texas and Louisiana state police. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we're back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior decorator, contractor and home stager for the past 21 years. I have two locations in New Jersey. I have one local location here right in Ringo's, New Jersey, across from the Flemington Motor Vehicle Inspection Station at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. I share my space with Flemington Fan and Lighting. Wonderful lighting, about 6,000 square feet of space. I do have wonderful decorator accessories, and you can come in for a consultation, appointment, come meet me, see some of the stuff that I have. My other location is in northern New Jersey near the Short Hills Mall and beautiful downtown Maplewood Village. Four rooms of wonderful accessories set up in different vignettes so you could see how things would look in your home. Gorgeous dining room tables and foyer tables and beautiful artwork. I have two local New Jersey artists. We're putting together a gallery wall, so if you want to buy some original art by up-and-coming artists, that's a good place to visit. The second location of Maven Hill Designs Home Store is 191B, like boy, 191B, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. I'm physically next to the Maplewood train station. Come check us out. Great, great accessories. Something for everyone. I have items as little bit as $5. You can walk out with some beautiful candles or votives or different sort of gift items. Everything is put in a beautiful bag, wrapped nicely. Gift certificates are available, and then wonderful pieces of furniture, lots of colored glass, wonderful accessories, and original artwork. To reach either of my locations, 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Our topic today happens to be the best paint colors, giving you today the most updated paint colors. I get this request all the time from people. What are the hot paint colors? So we talked a little bit about the super white being a good color for trim and semi-gloss and for the ceilings in flat paint. We talked about grayages and how big spaces have transitioned from beiges to grayages and bringing that gray tone in. Now I want to talk a little bit more about darker gray tones that have brown in them. So I'm going to put this chip up a little bit. I hope you can see the chip, but I'll talk about each one so that will help. And if you're listening to us on WHCR on the radio side here on the website, I'll explain a little bit about the color. So this is a chip that's a grayish, but they're much darker. And I use these all the time. And that is HC Historic Color 168, HC Historic Color 167, and HC Historic Color 166. And they are shades of dark gray that have brown in them. And I use them a lot. Now let's talk about the applications of these darker grayish colors. The first one, the darkest, that's HC Historic Color 166, is Kendall Charcoal. Now that's the color that I was talking that people have been painting their houses. They'll go from blue or green or tan or even white, and they're going dark, especially if they want the house to look more contemporary. And if you have, you know, a 60s split level or house like that, which was in fact contemporary back in the 1960s or early 70s, going with a dark charcoal with white trim is really kind of a good thing. It actually makes that 60s split look a lot more updated, and I think that's a good application of it. On smaller homes, when I'm working with dark colors, I often balance it by doing a pop of color at the front door. So a popular combination, if you're using whatever size the house is going with a Kendall charcoal, a dark charcoal, but that has some brown in it, doing the white, super white trim on it, doing the white trim on it, and then doing a black shutter with a black front door. But on smaller houses, what I like to do, let's see if we can put that up and make that work. I think next week I'm going to have somebody help me with that. So that's sort of a very popular combination right now, which again is the dark charcoal gray, the white, and the black. So that's sort of a setup that we're seeing quite a bit of. Let's see if I can get that right here, and you can see that. That's a popular combination. Let's see if we try that one more time. So if you can see what that looks like. So now, in addition to having the black, the white, and the charcoal gray, people are adding some pop to it. And one of my favorite pop colors with that dark gray happens to be like a pear or a citrus green. They really go very nicely together. And in a small house, you do need, with that dark color, you do kind of need a pop at the front door. So I want to show you some pop colors, colors that you probably say you'd never use in a million years. But when you see them just on a door, they do something wonderful. So here are some of my favorite pops in the shade specifically today of really nice lime greens. So I'm going to put this up, and you're probably going to be a little shocked, but I'm going to put this up. And these are interesting Benjamin Moore colors. I would not use them on the walls inside my house. I would not use them in most places. But as an accent, as a pop color, when you have a whole house of charcoal gray and white trim, you need a little bit of a pop. I would never do shutters in this. This would just be the front door. I wouldn't do the side doors in it, any other doors in the house, the garage, just a pop color, which is really trending how people are doing their houses these days. There's a Benjamin Moore's hibiscus, and hibiscus is 202750. It's a hibiscus. It's a really nice sort of a springy, limey, sort of a beautiful color. And when you pair that sort of beautiful color with the dark candle charcoal, it's really kind of pretty together. So let me see if I can put that in the mix and you can see it. I know it's probably not that easy to see. But when you pair a wonderful dark charcoal with a limey type color, it really looks very nice. So that's a very nice pop color, which is very important as we're going very dark gray and kind of drab with things. Another color that I like is called Fresh Cut Grass, and that's 202650, and Apple Green, which is 202640. So I'm going to put that up with the dark charcoals, the lime with the charcoals, and then have you take a look at it on the screen, see if you can kind of put that together. Again, you're never doing another door with it. You're not doing shutters with it. You're not doing trim with it. It's just a single pop at the front door, something that we see a lot. So Fresh Cut Grass at 202650 and Apple Green at 202640 are interesting and updated choices for a pop at a front door. If you had a very big home, I don't think I would use it. I think I would just stick with the gray and the black and the white palette and bring some colors in with your flowers or your pots. But for smaller homes, I think that's kind of a nice and updated look. I have one more as a pop color. We did the fresh cut grass. We did the apple green. I'd like to talk about doing a teal as a pop color. So besides the dark gray with the citrus green, I also like, and more I'm liking, the charcoal gray with a pop of a really strong sort of a blue-green color. There's a couple that I like in particular. But I'm going to hit on this one because I use it a lot also in bathrooms. And that is the chip that is, I'll have you take a look at that first, really pretty blue-green colors that go very nicely with the charcoal gray. And that is HC Historic Color 142, 143, and 144. And they are Stratton Blue, Wyeth Blue, and Palladian Blue. Teal, blue greens are just so popular. I'm seeing them in everything I do. Again, we dedicated a show last year all to blue, that blue is becoming the sort of new trend color. Everyone from pale robin's egg to a very dark navy, which I'll go into the navies next, which are wildly popular right now. But taking a color like one of these beautiful beautiful sort of bluish greenish spa colors and putting them, let's take the Palladian for example, putting them with the charcoal gray. Take a look at that, folks. Isn't that beautiful? That really rich charcoal brown gray and then a pop of that Palladian blue at the front door, a really nice sort of fresh blue-green color. Definitely a very good pop color. So maybe you want to do a teal at the front door. Maybe you want to do a citrus green. Other pop colors are still very popular, like the oranges, like the caution yellow, the red, the plum. But right now, to be the most trending, I would say either we're going to do a really soft, pretty pale blue, or we're going to do a really nice, crisp-looking Granny Smith apple green at the front door for the outside. Now let's switch a little bit to the inside, and I want to talk about some of the stuffs that some of the things that I like for the inside of houses. I am following the gray trend, and I wanted to give you more than just grays actual gray tones that would be ones that I would recommend and want to work with. So one of my most favorite colors chips to use in Benjamin Moore is this chip here. I'll put the chip up first, and then I will try to explain about the colors. I like this chip, which is HC Historic Color 169, HC Historic Color 170, and HC 171. And those colors happen to be Coventry Gray, Stonington Gray, and Wickham Gray. Now, Coventry and Stonington I like a lot. Wickham is nice, but it's, I don't love it as much as the first two. Coventry Gray, I started to learn about it. I was doing a house in Mendham. It was white and black with a red front door, and it just was kind of drab. I don't know if it was how it sat on the lot, the exposure, but it just was blah. It just looked very blah. So I decided I wanted to have some contrast. I kept the black shutters the same. I kept the red front door the same. I kept the white trim the same. And I changed the body color to this Coventry Gray, this beautiful neutral mid-tone gray. It was transformative. It really brought the house to life, because adding the gray it made the white trim stand out, and it gave it a palette of four colors. Often for exteriors, I like to use a palette of four: color of the body, color of the trim, color of the shutters, and the color of the door. And that has a complete look to itself. And then that would be a jumping off point for landscaping and how you accessorize the house. So definitely, even things as simple as your patio furniture and your umbrellas and stuff should coordinate with the palette you've created for the house. So Coventry Gray is a wonderful gray, and Stonington Gray is a wonderful gray. Now, both these colors are wonderful, and I use them all the time inside as well, especially Stonington Gray. The good thing about Stonington Gray is that it's very much even. It's just gray. It's not brown gray. It's not blue gray. It's not green gray. It's a good, solid gray that's not going to change. It's not going to have that metastasis Kendall was talking about, that thing where it sort of changes color, that it's a chameleon. So these are very safe grays for you: the 169 HC 169 Coventry Gray and HC 170 Stonington Gray. Those are very safe grays, and will work well with you, especially with a nice crisp super white trim. Here are some other grays that I use as well. I'll put this chip up here and we'll talk about it. And they are AC. They're AC colors, America Choice colors. AC 30, AC 29, and AC 28. And those colors are Winter Gates, San Antonio Gray, and AC 28 was Smoke Embers. And I learned about this color about 15 years ago. I was doing a basement. We just weren't getting the gray right. And then we just threw things on the floor to see what would work. And this Smoke Embers, the lightest of the three, popped out. And it's a rich gray. It has undertones, a little bit of brown in it, or an earthiness to it. But it's just a very attractive gray. And this whole palette's very attractive. So I'll put that up so you can see it. They're really nice wall colors. If you're looking to do your grays and you want all the rooms to be different, you can combine these with some of the other grays that I've talked about, like the Coventry and Stonington. They'll be different enough that they'll work, but they'll also be similar enough that they work. So Winter Gates has a little bit more of a brown tone to it, but lovely. The San Antonio Gray is gorgeous. And the Smoke Embers, I love. It really pairs with any color, but it's really, really nice and rich. So another option for you. And finally, with the interior grays, there's another chip that I use a lot, and that is AC, America's Choice, 27, 26, and 25. And that is Galveston Gray, Ozark Shadows, and Harbor Gray. Those are all wonderful gray choices. I gave you a lot of gray choices. In fact, I'm not sure that we're going to be able to finish this all in our segment, so I will continue this next week on the opportunity to really give you great colors. This is a great time to paint, folks, and you can really make some changes with it. Okay, we're going to go to our last set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with lots more of our show and more colors to make your house as updated as it possibly can be after these messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you
you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch the past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
We are back with more of Modern Design on WHCR, and our topic today happens to be paint colors. So I do do color consultation on a daily basis. We typically take an hour to an hour and a half, depending upon the complexity of the situation. And for a flat fee of $199, I'll pretty much go anywhere in central, northern, or slightly southern New Jersey and spend time with you with the best colors. I am in constant training, going to all the seminars, the color forecasting, everything related to giving you the best colors. You know, there's two components to color. One is color on your walls is sort of like color you wear or hair color. It has to be a balance of being attractive. So if a woman was a redhead, I wouldn't put her in Kelly Green because it doesn't work well. So you may love the color Kelly Green, but it doesn't work. The same thing holds true for houses. If you have a very dark house, I'm not going to put charcoal gray on the inside because it's not going to do anything for it. It's a sense of balance. The same thing is if you have a very bright house with a southern exposure, I'm not going to put Navajo white on your walls. It's not going to do anything for it. So it is worth it for $199 to have somebody, a professional, come out and take a look at the best colors for your space. We do it all the time, and you get better over time. If you do color consultation, you start to get a feel for the specific colors, what hides shadows better, what is a color that works well with dark hardwood floors, what works well when you have light cabinets. All those things over time just get better and better, and I'm able to do that. We're able to do that at Maven Hill Designs. To reach us to set up a color consultation, you can call Carly, my new assistant, at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Well, our topic today happens to be color consultation, and we're down to our last 5 minutes. I have literally 50 more ships to show you. So I think we're going to do for next week's show is we're going to do a continuation of color consultation, the importance of it, where to put colors, and different colors. I think I'm going to go to one more area of color in the last 5 minutes because I think it's so important, and then we'll work on the rest next Wednesday on our show, and that is navy. Navy is probably one of the hottest colors right now. Again, all the shades of blue are popping, and they are just everywhere you look, from the palest of sky blues to a blue that's almost black, almost a black blue. So I'm going to start by putting up a chip that I love a lot. It's probably going to read very black or very dark on the camera, but it actually isn't. So I'm going to read that, put that up in the camera as close as I can get it here, and talk about the individual chips. Navy, to me, is sort of a universally attractive and beautiful color. And let's think about it in terms of people for a second, about attractability. No matter what you look like, no matter what ethnicity you are, tall, short, light hair, dark hair, navy looks good universally. So think about being a blonde, a tall blonde with blue eyes. What's your best color? navy blue. It just brings out the beauty in you. Let's say you're a feisty redhead. What color is a really attractive and rich color? Navy blue. Let's say you're an older man in your 80s or so, and it's summertime, and you're going out to dinner. You put on a jacket. What's the best color blazer a man can put on in the evening with gray hair? Navy blue. Navy blue looks good on everybody. It's a rich color. You have to use the dark navy sparingly. You can't use a lot of it, but it can really work well broken up with a lot of white molding. So one of the places I like to use, well, let's talk about the navies first that are really, really, really beautiful. And in my article, I have to pick the color that I like the most these days. And for me, that is HC Historic Color 156. And that is Van Dusen Blue. Probably one of my favorite blues. It looks good on everybody. It's not too light. It's not too dark. And you can pair it with so many wonderful colors. It pairs beautifully with pear green. Pear green and navy blue are everywhere. Open up a decorating magazine. I was getting a prescription this morning. I had to wait. Every magazine I read had the combination of a pear green and a navy blue together. It works well with orange. Blue and orange are, navy blue and orange are amazing. I did a concept room at a show house a couple years ago, and we did it all in navy blue, orange, and camel. Amazing together. It works well with yellow. Yellow and blue have such a nice pairing. A strong, bold yellow with a navy blue is gorgeous. Now, there are other colors in that spectrum that are a little bit darker. The second one is Newburyport blue, and I actually did that in my own dining room this year in January after the Christmas things went down. I thought to myself, not another year with a burgundy dining room, and I actually took the leap and went to navy, changed all the accessories, kept the hard furniture the same, but change all the accessories in the chandelier, and the room is transformed. Color is transformative, folks. So another wonderful color on that chip is HC155, and that's Newburyport blue. So we have Van Dusen blue, which is the color that I picked. I like the most this year in New Jersey Design Magazine. And then one shade darker, Newburyport blue. And then finally, Hale navy. So I'm going to hold those up again and talk a little bit about the best places for a dark navy. And then we're going to have to wrap up today's show. Lots for next week on color as well. And I probably will have one of my reps from Benjamin Moore with me. So navy blue is, to me, served very well in a dining room. So I'm doing a lot of navy dinings this year. In fact, my boards, my color boards on Pinterest, I see my navy dining board being repinned over and over again. It also looks very good on a headboard wall. You have a nice upholstered headboard in a beautiful gray tufted, and then you have the solid one wall of the navy. It's out of this world. It also works well in a powder room. If you have a small powder room and all the surfaces are white and you want some color, it acts almost as a jewel box, I should say. Put in that beautiful navy with a white floor and white sinks and a white vanity, and then throw in a little bit of, believe it or not, folks, gold. Gold has come back again. A little bit of gold accents with the navy. It's just amazing. It's very modern. You also can do it with the silver tones, and it works very, very well. Well, I think we got a lot of information today. I have enough for next week. I'm going to bring in probably somebody from Benjamin Moore to talk a little bit more about the wonderful and in-style colors. So I thank you for listening to our program. I hope you got a lot out of it. You can also watch my new television show on the Comcast channel, Designed for the Times. In this local area, it's on channel 30 and channel 45, and it runs Mondays at 6:30 p.m. and Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m., and I will get you a guide going forward so you can watch the program as well as watch Modern Design. Thank you for supporting our program, and we'll see you next week. Have a great day, everybody. Get outside.
USA Radio News.
Currently, President Trump is in Bethpage, New York, taking part in a roundtable on immigration and the dangers of MS-13.
Democrats have to abandon their resistance to border security so that we can support law enforcement and save innocent lives. And I noticed recently where Democrats, Nancy Pelosi as an example, are trying to defend MS-13 gang members. I call them animals
the other day, and I was met with rebuke. They said, they're people. They're not people. These are animals.
NFL owners have unanimously approved a new national anthem policy that requires all players to stand if they're on the field during the performance of the national anthem, but does give the players the right to go to the locker room if they prefer. This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.